Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today's show, this third and final hour on Election Day, Tuesday, February 27th, 2024, edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The attorney, Matthew Wilk, who is a 6th Congressional District precinct delegate and also an attorney, was listening to the interview that I just did, conducted with Dan Bonomy, the co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party. He said he would like to come on and rebuttal some of the things that Dan Bonomy said. And I'm going to add him into the show right now. I reminded him he is not going to be allowed to use any profanity. So he said he understood. So let's give him a call and add him into the show right now. So, Matthew, if you're listening, go ahead and turn your speakers down in the background. Good morning, Matt. How are you, sir?
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good, good, good. If you're listening to the show in the background, please turn the speakers down. I don't want to get any reverberation. You just heard the interview I conducted with Dan Bonomy, the co-chair there of the Michigan Republican Party. And I read your story in MERS News Service earlier. You were with Kyle Mullen on his podcast yesterday on Monday, and I reported on that story earlier. This war thing is going on in court this morning. Judge Rossi is hearing arguments about a potential dismissal of the case that was presented by Don Campbell last week, Christina Caramo's attorney. He said he might rule on that first before allowing Don Campbell to put up his arguments, his witnesses, and information he'd like the judge to consider. But basically, you responded specifically to Jim Kopis's bogus, unauthorized release of this ludicrous, crazy proposed state convention or constitution, 39 pages of just complete garbage. Did you hear where Christina and Dan Bonomy both have admonished him? He resigned. He was basically, you know, removed from the Michigan Republican Party's Caramo's administration. But most importantly, his paper is garbage. And I agree with your text message, everything you sent to me, complete ludicrous, the way that they want to go about trying to accomplish this. What's your perspective at this point on this entire situation? I'll let you go first.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. And I'm glad to hear that you and I are on the same page with respect to this air quotes constitution, because it's not that. You and your listeners are really attuned to the concept of having a limited government. The documents we say is government can either only do X, and then here's a specific list of things that they also can't do, just in case there's any confusion. And this document started with that and then goes into a whole bunch of things that are very Stalin-esque, frankly. So I'm glad to hear that Dan and Christina are disclaiming this. I do know that the people who are on the list, the people that drafted this, some of them take a different position because they did work on it over a long time.
Sure.
I'm aware of a conversation that Jim had saying, no, this was a final document and this was going to be presented on March the 2nd. I'm glad it's not, because as you and I both know, it's everything. It's far away from what we value as Republicans and as conservatives, because it's not limited. It's not power to the people. It's very, very far from all of that. To talk about, if you want to talk about the
well, I want to, we'll do the court case in a minute, but we've got about, 9 minutes here, and I want to get into detail about this particular thing, because you know Dave Agema from Granville area, former Republican National Committee man, a conservative state representative. Dave is against this idea of having precinct delegates at a state convention vet the candidates in a, you know, a state convention setting, a caucus convention, breakouts, you know, like we're doing 13 congressional districts. You have every, like up here, for example, we're in the first district. We got 36 counties. we start with the 101. We go all the way through the 110. We have 10 state representatives. I believe we have four state senators. I mean, a convention like that would be almost impossible to do in a breakout of a county district as large as ours with 36 counties. But my point is this. Dave Ageman said, Randy, I knocked on doors. I ran against five county commissioners in Kent County when I ran for state rep. He said, if the precinct delegates who were under the control of Betsy DeVos and Terry Lindland in Kent County back in the day when he was state rep, and it was a state convention caucus setting, I would have never won. I knocked on doors and talked to individual voters and told them who I was, what my background was, my business background, jet fighter pilot, commercial airline pilot, very strong Christian conservative. He said that's the only way I was able to beat those five Rhino County commissioners. He's against this idea. And I thought, you know, my biggest problem, Matt, I'm sick and tired of waiting until August 6th. To find out when or who our candidates are going to be. And now, because of this early voting crap and all this other stuff that's going on, we start sending out absentee ballots now like a month and a half later after Labor Day. I mean, we need to move our primaries up at least. Can we agree on that?
100%. 100%. And understand that we have had more contests on our side of the aisle than the Democrats have had. The Democrats do anointments. They walk around, the union bosses pick this person, the government union picks that. Right, move on. So they know before they even get to August who they're picking, right? They know that.
Well, look at the anointment that they're doing with Elisa Slotkin for the U.S. Senate race.
100%. Or Curtis Hertel for the 7th to go against Tom Barrett. Right. Yep. They all step aside because that's how they play the game. We have a fight in August, and you're absolutely right. With early voting and with no reason absentee, you're talking about 15 or 30 days later, those first ballots go out. So I 100% agree. And I really would have liked to have seen, and you know, we've got a special election coming up in August, or in April rather, and I'd like to see us win one, if not both of those.
Yep.
To stuff it down the Democrats' throats, I would say, look, you guys want to pass a budget? Here's what I need out of you. We're going to have we're in June or July. Give us time to have an actual thing because our party is now, as you described, as Dave described, more door to door.
Yes.
We're going to knock on doors because right now we're going to knock on doors and say, do you like what's going on? And if the answer is no, you don't, then I'll just hand you a card. Here's who you vote for.
Well, not only that, but when I see you now, let me get point of clarification. In the MERS podcast story, they said that you and your chair, I've had her on my show. Hema Kola Negrete is running for RNC committee woman. Going to Grand Rapids. Are you also going to Grand Rapids?
I'm going to Grand Rapids, yes, and let me explain why.
Okay, let's get into why is Matt going there.
At the end of the day, what we're doing is we're electing people to do two things, right? We're electing national delegates to go to Milwaukee and cast a vote for Donald Trump. Let's be honest, they're all going to be for Donald Trump, okay?
Absolutely.
That's number one. Number two is we're electing an RNC committee man and committee woman.
Sure.
All right? The RNC, whether we like it or not, now I will say this, and I said it in the podcast, you can't always say what they're going to do or not going to do, but I think it's more likely that they're going to identify or acknowledge the people that come out of Grand Rapids. That's my opinion. There are people who have an opposite opinion, right?
Sure.
One of my good friends who you know really well, Bob Cushman, who's one of the co-founders with me of the North Republicans Club, he takes the opposite position, to which I say, okay, I understand, right?
Yep.
But that's the position that I think is more more likely, and that's why I'm going to Grand Rapids.
Now, you, for point of clarification, I teach Robert's Rules of Order. You are a lawyer, correct?
Correct.
Are you licensed in Michigan with the Michigan Bar Association?
Since the year 2003.
Very good. Excellent. 21 years as an attorney. Let me ask you this specific question. February 15th, 7 p.m., that Thursday, 83 counties held county conventions, called the conventions. Every single one of those call to conventions started the meeting off by reading from the agenda what the purpose of the county convention was to elect delegates and alternates to go to Detroit, Huntington Place, 1 Washington Boulevard on Saturday, March 2nd at 10 a.m. If anything happens outside of the activity that took place at those county conventions with those instructions, you're basically nullifying the county conventions if those delegates choose to go to Grand Rapids versus what they were supposed to do based on how they were elected in those county conventions. Am I wrong?
That's an argument. I think it's an argument that has a little bit of a hole in it, and I would say this.
Why? Yes. Why? What's the hole? What's the hole? I don't understand the hole.
So, for example, and we've had this happen before, where we say, when somebody shows up and say, well, hey, you know what? This building's not available, and we got to go next door. Does that render the meeting invalid?
No. Stop. The venue has already been paid for, and it will be available on Saturday.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, as an example.
Yeah, no, but your example isn't applicable to this conversation.
What I'm saying is that the location of the state convention
was in the call to convention on February 15th in all 83 counties. It was very clear.
But that's the call to convention to the county convention.
Yes, but the purpose of the county conventions, Matt, was to elect delegates and voting delegates and alternates to go to Detroit, not to go to Grand Rapids. You are basically co-opting all 83 county conventions.
Now, what I'm saying is that the official call to convention for the state convention didn't come out until yesterday or the day. I don't know when. Frankly, I'm a little disappointed because I was elected. I know my county chair set that my list, both the Christina team and the Pete team, and I got the Pete call to convention back. And I did not get the Christina call to convention back. But I presume
that's because Christina's call to convention went out shortly after the county conventions on February 15th.
It can't because the lists weren't due back to her until the Wednesday.
After the county conventions.
Correct. That was Wednesday the 21st.
Right. And that's when I was sent out, I believe, on the 22nd or 23rd.
No, I did not. There was something that was sent out on like the 9th.
Okay. All right. Hey, I got text messages. Matt, can you stay on for the final segment? I got a 3-minute break. Can you stay over?
Sure can.
Okay, very good. Matt Wilk from the 6th Congressional District. We'll be right back.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number three, final segment of today. Staying on through the break, I greatly appreciate him, is Matthew Wilk. He is an attorney, also a 6th Congressional District Precinct delegate, and plans to go to the convention caucus in Grand Rapids. But, Matt, I'd like you to get a response to this question. I posted this on my Twitter account. And it was basically the post where Christina said, why don't you guys come to Detroit? Why don't we all get together under one roof? Why don't we, with all the, 2,000 precinct delegates that are going to be attending one of the conventions, let's all come together and let's actually have Pete talk for 15 minutes. I'll talk for 15 minutes. And then let's take a vote and end this once and for all. Why do we have to go to court? Why do we have to let some bought and paid for judge make a decision? Why don't we let the precinct delegates do it? Matt, wouldn't that be a better solution?
Well, first of all, in order to do that, you'd have to have a different vote for state or a district caucus delegates. Because when delegates came to my county convention, they were told, and this is right, they are voting to elect an RNC committee man and committee woman. Those are both contested races. And they were voting to elect delegates. And if you read the rules that were, these were back from October.
Yeah, I got it. But. Let me ask a question. I want to stay on point. Just like how the rules were suspended on January 6th at the meeting on Commerce Township, the rules were changed. We could always vote to amend the rules for the convention at the convention.
No, I don't think you can do that. You can't tell people that this is what they're going, because we had a lot of people who said they didn't want to go because they weren't, because frankly, a lot of people at this point, even at that point, even on February 15th, a lot of people don't really care about RNC committee man or committee woman. And since it was going to be all Trump, I mean, I think you and I would both agree, Nikki Haley doesn't have a snowball's chance in whatever to get a third of a 33% in any precinct. None. She's going to get none. Right.
Okay.
So that a lot of people said, I don't want to go.
Okay. But this goes back to January 6th. And this is what Don Campbell said. 54 signatures were gathered. Three of them, one of them lives in my district. I know him personally. He's a great patriot, Geyer Balog, over in the Mount Morenci area. He said, that's not what they told me when I signed the letter. They did not tell me we'd be taking a vote to remove Christina from the chairmanship. But then when they met on January 6th in Commerce Township, that's exactly what they did. Him and two others rescinded those signatures. January 6th didn't even have the necessary 54 signatures to even conduct the meeting. So it's your argument against me for this happening where we couldn't amend the rules. You guys amended the rules on January 6th. Why can't we amend the rules at the convention?
Clarify a couple of things. There was no amendment to the rules on January 6th. This could have
been you lowered the number of people required to vote to remove her.
Yeah, but they exceeded that. They exceeded both the original number and the amended number. And there was
only 40 people voted to remove her.
It's the way the bylaws are written, and we're the party of you understanding laws as they are written. The way it is written is it's okay. Based on the number of people that are there in attendance is the words that are used in there. So it was 40 of 45, right? So that is 88%, and that was over both 75 and 60%. I get it. I understand Christina does not like the outcome, but it's very clear. It's very important to understand that she could have solved this problem if she had called for a proper special meeting with the topics that are on the special meeting request pursuant to not only our own bylaws and Robert's rules. And she refused to do so.
Not actually true, because she did call a meeting, but she didn't call it within the said 10 days. She did it for January 13th in Houghton Lake.
No.
She did call the meeting within 10 days.
No, it wasn't a timing issue. It was a topics issue. When you call, Robert's rules says, and the concept in Robert's rules, I'm going to put my lawyer hat on for everybody. The concept of Robert's rules is, how do you deal with a recalcitrant chair, right? I'm the chair of, say, some township, and I refuse to call meetings, and I refuse to listen to anybody. I refuse to amend agendas.
Yep.
I refuse to all that. So the Robert's rules is a very specific set of pathway for that, and that's calling a special meeting. The special meeting must cover the topics that are it asked for in the call to special meeting. Christina put out saying, we're going to have a meeting on January 13th, and here are the topics. And it didn't include any of them.
Okay, so it's going to court. We'll find out what Judge Rossi says, perhaps today or tomorrow. I know Dan said other lawsuits are being filed this afternoon. So the bottom line is, I don't think any of this is going to be appealed or resolved before Saturday. So I guess we just go ahead and you go to your convention, we'll go to ours, and we'll see who the best man is.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. And it's unfortunate for the average precinct delegate, because they don't know what to do. They don't know who to listen to. And all we can say, you, myself, anybody involved, can say, hey, I'm going to lay out the facts for you. You're going to make your own decision. Show up where you think you should show up. And whatever the results of that come, you know, that's where it's going to come from.
Yeah. Let's see how many numbers show up in Grand Rapids and how many show up in Detroit, and then we'll take it from there. So, hey, Matt, I greatly appreciate you coming on the show. I appreciate your perspective. I respect you, even though I don't agree with you.
And Randy, anytime.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, again, that's the attorney from the 6th Congressional District, him and his district chair. Hema, Colin Negrete are going to Grand Rapids, and we'll see where this plays out on Saturday. I'm going to be in Detroit. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of you guys there. So it's going to be fun. This is going to be interesting, and it will all be over on Saturday. So for those of you not interested in this Republican Civil War, I'll stop talking about it probably Tuesday of next week. Monday show, we'll do a recap of what happens on Saturday. That's it for today's show. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a blessed day and get out and vote. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer. The same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing,